These are the days of Hajj that we are passing through. They are very, very valuable days and moments and hours. There's no specific time that is more valuable than the other. Rather, every hour, every second, every moment in these months is extremely valuable. Every second in these holy months of Hajj, the human being should keep himself occupied that somehow or other I need to implement a good deed, maybe a small good deed or a big good deed or whatever deed. But every second, every minute, keep yourself busy in good deeds. Obviously, we're lazy and we can be overcome with neglect. But remember, these are the days of Hajj. Allah's put a lot of virtues in these days, a lot of rewards. And we've got this in our destiny of life, walking, talking, dhikr of Allah, recite durood, concentrate, focus on Allah. Now, it's very good if a person is habitual that he becomes, for example, greedy. First you have to push somebody, get him into becoming habitual. Then once he becomes habitual in doing good, he becomes a bit greedy. Yeah, I want to do something good all the time. My Hazrat, my Shaykh Quddusura, Rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah ta'ala bestow his mercies upon him. Ameen. He stated that there was a pious elder of the deen. It was extremely hot. It was afternoon time, summer time. As you know, in our home countries, it's extremely hot in the summer, in the afternoon. And it was the afternoon time, and the earth, the ground itself, mashallah, is very hot itself. If a person, after 9 a.m., it's hard to venture out onto the earth and walk. It's so hot. So when dhuhr time, for example, finishes, and then it's heat in the afternoon, people venture out in the evening when it's cooler. So in the afternoon, he was walking hastily in the afternoon, at the peak time of heat. So somebody who he knew, he came across him, he said, Hazrat Sahib, what's happening? Is he upset? In the hot afternoon, nobody comes out of the house at this time. And Hazrat, Sheikh Sahib, with speed and hastily, he's with fikr and concern, he's walking somewhere, going somewhere. So he came forward and said, Hazrat, Sheikh Sahib, what's the reason? Is everything fine? Where are you going at this time? It's very hot at this time. Let the temperature cool down a bit, then you can go. So the pious elder said that, I've heard from the walis of Allah, from the pious elders myself, that wherever there's a gathering of the friends of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's 120 mercies descend on that gathering, where the walis of Allah are present, where the wali of Allah is present. So he said, I thought myself that I should also go and sit in the gathering of the wali of Allah, so that I can attain this mercy of Allah that descends on the gathering of the friends of Allah. So we say, wali Allah, I stay awake in the night, etc. No, the more you become closer to Allah, the more greed comes into your life. You're not satisfied. Okay, let me do a bit more tasbih, let me do some more dhikr, remembrance of Allah. When this concern comes into life, then you don't need anyone's nasihah. God says, Yaar, you didn't come, why didn't you come to the majlis, why didn't you do dhikr, why didn't you arrive to the gathering today? You don't need to push that person, you don't need to remind that person. He comes in advance. So early days, initial days are difficult, bit of a push start. Yeah, push start. But then the maqam comes when a person goes into auto mode. How many barakat, 120 mercies of Allah descend on the gathering, the majlis of the wali Allah. What's in there? What's in the gathering? That Allah Ta'ala put so many mercies, 120, that if a person arrives there, will he leave empty handed? Think about it yourself. Impossible. What's in the gathering of the wali Allah? The pious elders have stated that when you reach and arrive to the gathering, the majlis of a wali Allah, the first thing you see or achieve is that when you go to the gathering of the wali Allah, as long as you're sitting in the gathering, you're not committing any sin. That's for sure. And automatically that emotion, that feeling, that desire, the attraction for sin doesn't come to you. There's no thought of sin. There's no attraction of sin. You don't think about sin. So is this not the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, that a person's in a gathering and he's not going to sin? Shaitan cannot attack you there. Your nafs cannot attack you there. Your base desires cannot attack you there. That's the first great result of the gathering of the wali Allah. Second point, And that's a unique point in the gathering of the Wali Allah, is what? That automatically your sins are being washed away whilst you are sitting in the gathering. You don't need to do tawbah physically. All the sins that are attached to your body, as long as you're in that gathering with the rahmah of Allah, then your sins are being washed. When you leave that gathering, you leave light. Light like a butterfly. So light. Look how easy Allah Ta'ala has given us this path. That of course there must be somewhere in the world where the waliyullah well are sitting, if this benefit is there. The third speciality of the gathering of the waliyullah is what? It's stated that the third speciality is that apart from dhikr of Allah, nothing else takes place there. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. There's no other discussion. No one saying, how are you, where are you from, what's going on, what didn't go on, what did go on. No, it's just dhikr of Allah. Remember, if you go in the morning, dhikr of Allah, go in the evening, it's dhikr of Allah, afternoon go, it's dhikr of Allah. And that's what I saw in my life as well, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Hazrat Shaykh Nur al-Marghda, if you went to his gathering anytime, night, afternoon, PM, Isha time, Tahajjud time, after Ishraq in the morning, every time you'd go to Hazrat Sahib's gathering, dhikr upon dhikr, dhikr upon dhikr. No doubt, no eating, talking, chit-chat, clothes, fashion, no. Just dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. So tell me, these 120 mercies of Allah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given us guidance as well, that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then you should sit and consume the fruits from within. That when you pass by the gardens of paradise, the Prophet ﷺ said, when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then consume the fruits of those gardens. The Sahaba Kiram said, oh Prophet ﷺ, gardens of paradise on earth? Yes, it matches with the statement of the walis of Allah, that the garden of paradise on earth, O Prophet of Allah, these gatherings of dhikr, Rasulullah said that all the gatherings of dhikr are the gardens of paradise. 100%. When you're sitting in the majlis of dhikr, you're sitting in Jannah. So tell me, 30 minutes in Jannah, that when Nabi Sallallahu has said that it's the garden of paradise, then for sure it's the garden of paradise. Because his statements were 150% correct. No doubt. So we are losers, we are wretched, unfortunate, misfortune is in our life. But Allah has given us so many good paths where the sins are washed, where good deeds are attained, where the dhikr of Allah is done, where Jannah is attained. In this dunya, can you get Jannah like this anywhere else in the world? And today, in this day and age, Allahu Akbar, in this day and age, I'd say that Allah give us protection. There is no other protection. My friends, you cannot imagine that these three things you can get in one gathering at the same time. Where do you get it? And when you get them, shaitan doesn't let us go there. Thousands of excuses, thousands of excuses that we don't want to go. Oh, there's no reason to go. It's not important, etc. No, we should work hard. We should try our hardest. These are the days of Hajj. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. If Allah has given us the tawfiq, if you realize that Allah has given us opportunity to go to a gathering of a wali of Allah who's present there teaching, run to that gathering. Sit in that gathering. It's not something to think about and ponder over. Oh, shall I go or not? No. There's no negative that you will attain. If you do it today, you will earn today and you'll get it tomorrow. You'll get it tomorrow when the doors close at death. Then you'll get the reward. The envelopes will open. Allah will distribute the rewards. Here's your reward for Thursday, for Monday, for night dhikr, for this dhikr on that day. That day the envelopes will open and the currency will be distributed. Don't be lazy, brothers. Don't be lazy. So brothers, will we try hard in life, inshallah? Inshallah. So at least make a schedule of life, that what are the majlis during the week? 7 days in the week, yeah? 7 days in the week. So if you multiply 7 times 2 equals 14. There are 14 majalis that we have in the week. Say subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Say subhanallah louder, brother. Subhanallah. 14 majlis gatherings of what? About what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying they are the gardens of paradise. Eat from within those gatherings. Consume. Not one, not two, not three, not four. 14 majalis in the week. Can we imagine how great Allah's karam grace? His blessings, I cannot even imagine that Allah from this Jummah till next Jummah, 14 times we've sat in Jannah and I'm going to eat the fruits of paradise. 14 times, and if I distribute 120 mercies in each, 14 times 120 equals what? We can't imagine the rewards. Then we'll get Jannah. We'll only go to Jannah, but we don't even imagine, think about doing this action. We don't have courage. No, I don't feel like it. Oh, I'll start from tomorrow. Do dua for me, brother. Maybe I'll start in a few days. I'll come in the morning, inshallah. But nobody comes tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes, brothers. Please do dua for me, brother. Hazrat Sahib, do dua for me. Inshallah, from tomorrow I'm going to come. And Fajr time, no one's to be seen. promise from today, now, these are the days, minutes of Hajj, that these 14 majalis in the coming week we're going to get for sure 100%. Why should we leave them? May not be, may not Allah allow that tomorrow I may become ill. I may not be able to attend ever again. Is there any guarantee for life? No. Maybe my health will go downhill. So Allah says everything is according to the health. Allah is allowing this motor to run forward. Otherwise tomorrow I could pass away. Then what I'll do? Then I'll be lying down. Oh, do dua for me. I feel so sad. I should have gone when I had the good health. No. As long as you have the determination and health and energy, brothers, push yourselves. Push yourselves, arrive to the majlis 100%, where 120 mercies of Allah Ta'ala are descending all the time. Continuously. Brothers, will we try? Inshallah. So this time, Alhamdulillah, Allah's karam, His mercy. This is a specific, special jama. Special. Not me, I'm not capable, but mashallah, you are good brothers. There's such a great majlis a person sits in, where the sins are being cleaned and washed away, where we are saved from the sins, we're not in the dunya. 120 mercies of Allah descending on the gathering where people are thinking about Allah, and you're sitting in paradise. Yes, it's the night of Juma. It's the night of Juma. So is this not the lottery ticket that we've got? Of course. So let's do dua. We should be grateful to Allah thousands of times. When a person's grateful, then Allah Ta'ala is pleased with that person. Allah, I'm so grateful that we didn't realize what a great majlis. We just came, we were just walking past, we stumbled along upon this gathering. Your karam, Allah. So come, bring your friends, people you know, give them targheeb, bring your children, young children, youth. The youth, they don't know what is dhikr. Remember, they're running after work and money and currency. No. Focus on Allah. So brothers, will we try? Inshallah. Okay. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen. Recite the root.
Bismillah ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Shafi'un zameen. Da'wa yazeen. Al-Habib al-Mumeen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يا من النوات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.